AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's extended his deadline for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz to April 6th, even as Tehran appeared to tighten its grip on the waterway. But at a cabinet meeting, the president said Iran has made a show of faith during negotiations.
Eight big tankers are going loaded up with oil right through. And I said, well, I guess they were right, and they were real. And I think they were Pakistani flagged. Yes. And I said, well, I guess we're dealing with the right people.
Meanwhile, Israel poured more troops into southern Lebanon to fight the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah. And Karen Chamas reports.
Lebanese people fear another occupation as Israel threatens to use Gaza tactics in the south. And Israeli jets can be seen flying over southern Lebanon as a plume of smoke then appears from a village in the Tyre district. It comes as Israel continues to strike Hezbollah in the south while calling for mass evacuations and sending ground troops deeper into Lebanon. Israel's leaders have hinted at a long-term occupation modeled on the recent devastating conquest of much of Gaza. Many in Lebanon fear that could mean the open-ended displacement of over a million people, the flattening of their homes and a loss of territory. Lebanese fisherman Joseph Najem told the AP he won't evacuate, saying if he's going to die, he will die with dignity in his home. I'm Karen Chamas.
In other news, President Trump says he will sign an order instructing the Homeland Security Secretary to immediately pay Transportation Security Administration workers as Congress struggles to reach a deal on Homeland Security funding. The impasse has led to nearly 500 TSA agents quitting and long lines at airport security. At New York's LaGuardia Airport, the runway where an Air Canada jet collided with a fire truck Sunday night has reopened. The plane's two pilots were killed in the incident. This is AP News. President Trump interrupted a cabinet meeting full of weighty issues to discuss his favorite pen.
There's the Iran war, rising gas prices, the Homeland Security shutdown. Yet,
see this pen right here?
Holding up a custom-made black and gold Sharpie, the start of a roughly five-minute aside, as the president noted handing out pens at ceremonial bill signings.
Sometimes you have 30, 40 people. And they were $1,000 a piece.
It made him feel guilty.
I love the government like I love myself economically. I want to save money.
The president says he contacted Sharpie, which offered them free. He offered $5, billing it as an example of his business sense helping save taxpayer money.
And actually, they become hot as a pistol.
And then handed off the talk to Treasury Chief Scott Bessent.
Well, sir, as always, you're a tough act to follow.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.